Today, a home state view of former Massachusetts governor and 2020 Republican presidential candidate Bill Weld. Weld is one of two officially challenging Donald Trump for the Republican presidential nomination. Joining us, Frank Phillips of the Boston Globe, political correspondent, former State House bureau chief. Frank Phillips, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Ben.
And just to give our audience an idea, you've been covering Bill Weld, politics there in that area for quite some time.
you're making me an old man, yes. Bill Weld ran for attorney general in 1978 and got clobbered, but I was there scribbling down his good words.
He's now a former two-term governor of Massachusetts, first Republican to be elected governor in Massachusetts in 20 years when he was elected in 1990. What can you tell us about how Bill Weld rose to public life, rose to the office of governor?
He really made his name. He ran for attorney general, as I said. He was just a lawyer, and he got clobbered. He just he won one town in their whole state. So but out of that, he got involved in politics. And under Reagan, he was appointed U.S. attorney in Boston, and he really made a name for himself. He went after our Boston mayor Kevin White and came damn near to indicting him. And then he went on to the Reagan Attorney General's office in Washington. And he came back and he put on a very spirited fight in the Republican primary. At first it looked like he would be a big loser, and he pulled it out at the end in a very dramatic way, and then went into got the Republican nomination and took on a very controversial figure, John Silber, the president of Boston University, who had won on a sort of a Trump-like ticket, took over the Democratic Party nomination, and Weld eked out a very close victory. It was quite dramatic race.
Mm-hmm. When those in Massachusetts know Bill Weld for what kind of positions? I understand fiscally conservative, but quite progressive on social issues, right?
He is. He's he took no new tax pledges and was very hard on spending, and he was always he vetoed a lot of stuff out of the budget, the Democratic legislature overran him. But he, on the social issues, he was way out there on gay rights, as we used to call it back in those days in the 90s. He called himself green as a grape on the environment, and he did a lot for the environment around here. He had a very progressive views. He also had some very conservative views too. He was tough on crime. He had a great phrase in his 1990 race. He was going to reintroduce them to the joys of busting rocks, referring to the people, inmates. He was pro death penalty, tough on crime, and helped put through a very tough crime bill. So he's on both sides of the ledger, and it was always very interesting to talk to liberal Democrats, some of whom I know would vote for him because of his very progressive stance on other issues.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about Bill Weld personally and the people he surrounds himself with.
They're very loyal. I mean, Bill Weld's—he's a very nice guy. He's a very affable, funny. He loves the. When he was at Harvard, he was at that famous club called the Hasty Pudding Club, and they put on all kinds of shows. And he loves to get up. And I always would say this is an extension of his Hasty Pudding career here. And he would get up at St. Patrick's Day breakfasts and sing with the Irish Pals of Boston, and they loved him for it. He was very popular with Democrats, mm-hmm. and he was very popular with his staff. There was a very loyal group of people around him, and he was a very popular governor.
How does he deal with criticism when he gets criticism? How does he take it?
He takes it with a good broad smile. I've come to him with all kinds of things. and he would just burst out laughing and then give a good quote for it. He was old moneyed Yankee, as we say here. You know, this was just a big game for him. He didn't have any personal stake in it, other than he did want to go on to be a U.S. senator. And as popular as he was, and he took on John Kerry in 1996, and he actually was more popular than Kerry, but the Massachusetts sent back Kerry to the Senate, and Weld lost. And it was a big defeat for him. He really thought that was a stepping stone to the national stage.
Mm-hmm. He was on Morning Edition this morning, Bill Weld, an interview with him. And it seems by that interview, I don't know if you heard it there, Frank.
No,
but,
I didn't.
But it seems he's counting on the New Hampshire primary to kind of shake things up and put him in the running for real, not just as a sort of a long shot.
Well, that's his only shot as I see it. And I've told his supporters, and I told him when that he told his people that he should have, and he hasn't done it yet, he should go up and rent a house in Concord, New Hampshire, with his wife, and just stay up there and not leave, and get those independent. There's a strong, moderate Republican faction in the Republican Party up there, and he just needs to get 35% of the vote. That would be an incredible blow to Trump. He could put together that coalition, I believe, if he go out there and work it, and work it very hard. He's having trouble raising money. He doesn't have much of a staff. He can't pay people a lot of money. So I don't know what is really going on with him in terms of what the future is in New Hampshire. Remember, Gene McCarthy only got, less than 40% of the vote in New Hampshire, but it was a big blow to Lyndon Johnson in 1968. And that's the kind of thing that Weld could deliver to Trump here, could shake him up.
Mm-hmm. Frank, in the final minute, can you tell us something about Bill Weld that hasn't been widely reported or through your decades of covering him, a fun fact about what he's done or his background?
Well, he's, I suppose, probably one thing, it won't ever come out, it could come out if he's the nominee. He's a novelist. He wrote his first novel when he was the governor of the Commonwealth here. And it was called Mackerel by Moonlight. And it wasn't bad. Didn't make the bestsellers list. But he's written about, I think, three novels. I don't see it on his resume, but he's a very clever person. He's very smart. He went through Harvard very easily, and he's an interesting character. I don't know how he's going to rub with the Republican Party out there in Iowa, but he was very popular here in Massachusetts.
Okay, I guess we'll see. Thank you very much, Frank Phillips of the Boston Globe, giving us a home state view of former Massachusetts governor and current 2020 Republican presidential candidate Bill Weld. Thank you, Frank, for these insights. It was fascinating.
Well, thank you, Ben. Anytime. Give me a call.
All right, will do.